ask Keith a trick question. He said he was going to turn the microphone on. I said, I don't talk loud enough. No, maybe not a good way to answer that question. But good morning. So this week, Wednesday is Halloween, and a lot of the kids will go out trick-or-treating. And I wanted to share a story this morning about the pumpkin gospel. Once there was a gardener who planted seeds in his garden. Each day, the gardener cared for his seeds. He watered them, he pulled weeds from around them, he sheltered them from the heat and from the cold. The seeds grew into seedlings, which developed into plants until one day they produced fruit. Pumpkins! The pleased gardener looked at his garden and said, "It is good!" One day, the gardener went out into the field and he picked a special pumpkin. It was dirty from laying on the ground, so he brought it inside and he cleaned it off. Now the pumpkin was clean on the outside, but what about on the inside? The gardener took a knife and cut open the top of the pumpkin, and what did he find? A bunch of yucky, ooey, gooey, sticky mess. The gardener wanted his pumpkin to be beautiful on the inside, so he scraped all of the gooey inside out until the pumpkin was clean on the inside, just like it was on the outside. But the gardener was not satisfied. He decided his pumpkin needed a face, so he cut out two eyes, a nose, and a smiling face. Now the gardener's pumpkin looked clean and looked happy. But the gardener thought there was still something missing. So he put a light inside of the pumpkin, and it glowed so beautifully. When friends and neighbors noticed his pumpkin, they marveled at how the gardener took something so ordinary and made it so extraordinary. We are all like pumpkins, and God is our gardener. He created us, he cares for us, he chooses us, but we're still yucky inside with sin. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Just like the gardener cleaned out his pumpkin, God wants to clean out us too. He sent Jesus to die for our sins. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Just like the gardener in our story that gave his pumpkin a face, God makes us a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Finally, the gardener put a light in his pumpkin, and God gives us a light to shine through us. His light shines through us when we do his will. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." God chooses us, he cleans us up, he cleans us out, he turns us into new creations to shine for him so that others may see. So this week, when you're out and about, and when you go trick-or-treating, I put a little light in your bag so you can shine your light to see where you're going and not cross the street and get run over and be careful out and about, but also in your daily lives, let your light shine for Jesus. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." And y'all get a goodie bag.
please guide us in the right direction as you always do. Please be with the people on the sick list.